أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال موسى لأهله إني آنست نارا سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون. فلما جاءها نودي أن بورك من في النار ومن حولها وسبحان الله رب العالمين. يا موسى إنه أنا الله العزيز الحكيم. وألق عصاك. فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب. يا موسى لا تخف إني لا يخاف لدي المرسلون. From the beginning of the surah, surah An-Naml. An-Naml means the ant, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak of the ant in the ayats to come, the surah has been named Surah An-Naml. First, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some qualities of the believers, the qualities of the disbelievers, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala affirms to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you receive the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all wise, who is all knowing. Here in the few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly discusses what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had discussed in detail in Surah Taha and other parts of the Quran Kareem. The incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when he was returning from Madian, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam was commanded to go back to Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command had come and Musa alayhi salatu was salam complied. It was in the darkness of night. Musa alayhi salatu was salam had taken an unfamiliar route, and on that Musa alayhi salatu was salam was not on the path that he wished to be. In other words, he was lost. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam now in the darkness of night, the cold night, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam required some guidance insofar as the road was concerned. And at that time Musa alayhi salatu was salam sees this fire, and he says to his family, to his people, إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِ. Remember that time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam said to his family, إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارَ. Certainly I see a fire. سَآتِيكُم مِنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. I would bring from there some information with regards to the correct road. أو آتِيكُم بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ. Or alternatively, I will bring some burning coal. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْطَلُونَ. So that you may warm yourselves. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this particular incident and the portion of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made kalam, Allah had spoken to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to remind Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam about the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, in that he had to leave Egypt, in that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had to leave home, he had to go to Madian, stay there with Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam for a long time, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him nubuwat. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَن بُورِكَ مَن فِي النَّارِ وَمَن حَوْلَهَا. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes there, it was called out that blessings be upon that being that is in the fire, وَمَن حَوْلَهَا, and those that are around it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that it is not any ordinary fire, but it was in actual fact the reflection of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. And glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. So here Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he had come for this coal, it was in actual fact the fire of this material world. It was something from beyond this world. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is further addressed, Ya Musa, innahu anallah. O Musa, certainly I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Azizul Hakim, that Allah who is Al-Aziz, who is Almighty, that Allah who is Hakim, All-Wise. Wa Alqi Asaq. Now in this part of the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses again very briefly the incident of the kalam that Allah Rabbul Izzat had with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the speech that Allah Ta'ala had with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that drop your stick, drop your staff. Falamma ra'aha, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam dropped it, and when he saw it, tahtazzu ka'annaha jan, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw it moving like a snake. Walla mudbiran walam yu'aqib, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from it, and when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam moved away from it, he did not re-look at it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa la takhaf, O Musa, do not have any fear. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursaloon, that certainly those people who have become messengers would not feel any kind of fear from my side. Illa man zalama, except that person who commits zulm, thumma baddala husnan ba'da su'in, and after he commits zulm, he does wrong, then he changes that with good after the evil. Fa inni ghafurur rahim, for certainly I am ghafur, I am most forgiving, I am rahim, I am most kind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that person, that when he makes zulm, he commits wrong, he breaks the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after that he does good. In other words, he removes the wrong that he had done, he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will obviously forgive the sins of that person. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ, Musa, place your hand in your bosom. In jayb is actually the top part, the button stem of a garment, or the opening from the top. From there, place your hand, obviously in the other eyes of the Qur'an Kareem, into the armpit on the other side. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, and when you take your hand out, and when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed that his hand had become white. فِي تِسْعِ آيَاتٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِ, then Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that these are the two signs, and together with that, the total of 9 signs which we discussed all of it, go to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ, for certainly Fir'aun and his people are people of fisk, they are people of transgression, they have broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا, when our signs were brought to them, were taken to them by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, مُبَصِرَةً, these signs that were clear, these signs that were full of light and illumination, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, their response to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a magician. Whatever Musa alayhi salatu wasalam brought is magic, it is witchcraft. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saying, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا, they had refuted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the signs of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but their hearts had a form of yaqeen that was within it. Within their hearts, they believed that this was from beyond this world. They believed that insan could not come up with these signs, cannot produce these signs. And why did they deny Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Zulman, because of injustice, wa uluwa, and because of the arrogance. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the condition of the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun and his people, but at the same time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it clear that there was that belief in their hearts that this was from beyond this world, it had to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, then see what will be the end result of those who are corruptors on the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this very brief part of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is brought here to remind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that these were the Nabis of the past, they had come down, they had been given these signs, they had been given nubuwwat by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but yet the people had not accepted the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.